Hi, thanks for joining. I'm Jack Wellman, and this is Fair Enough, Q&As with random people to gain insight and discover alternative perspectives. This episode is going to be unlike any other, and actually I'm going to be the interviewee instead of the interviewer, and the interviewer is going to be Catherine, a previous guest of mine, and I guess she's got some questions for me, Catherine.
Yes, I do have some questions for you, as we're somewhere previously stated in other interviews. And as you often ask, are you a Republican, Democrat, or an Independent, or a Libertarian?
So Libertarian is just on the board now as one of them.
Well, you added that the last interview, so I figured I would say it like you did.
Actually, you added a Libertarian. I just said other. But that's okay. So it's actually hard for me because I'm not huge into politics. I think that it is a bit of a sham. I think that electoral colleges and I think it's controlled. I don't think I have much of a choice at this point. I've seen people win the popular vote and still lose the presidency, so kind of confuses me to the point to where I really don't want to pick anything. I'll listen to what everyone has to say, and if I feel compelled to vote at some point, I think I will, but as of late, I have not. So that's where I stand with that.
Okay. How do you feel about abortion?
Well, I am actually a Christian, and that does play into it quite a bit. Even if it didn't play into it, I would still probably be against it, because I think the way our system is set up, I think the child would get care and deserves to live regardless of the situation. I think that bad things happen to good people all the time, but I think every spirit deserves a chance to live. And I think as soon as conception, or at the point of conception, I think that the entity is a spirit, and I think that they deserve to live. I think everything deserves a chance to live, and I think it's up to God to decide who does and who does not. And going and getting an abortion goes completely against what I believe.
Okay, well, that's kind of a good segue. I was hoping so anyway. To what you feel about the Affordable Health Care Act in this country. Because one of the things that is covered is abortions.
Interesting. See, that I didn't know. But, you know, so where's my stand on abortions covered by them or just the Affordable Care Act?
The Affordable Health Care Act.
You know, to be honest, I'm a blue-collar American, so I got the news at some point that they were like, well, you know, you need to get health care, and if you don't, you're going to have to pay a certain percentage on your taxes. And to be perfectly honest with you, my taxes are not fantastic to begin with because I've got so much stuff against me. So I really just felt like it was America telling me to do something else, and I just went and I got in line and I signed up. Wasn't penalized. It really didn't bother me that much, honestly. I know that's crazy, but I think it's probably the best available option for us right now.
I am curious what you think about transvestites integrating into society.
Oh, wow.
These days. We have a question of the restrooms.
Right.
And schools and normalizing.
Yeah. Okay. So I am 100% against sharing restrooms. I have kids. my girlfriend has kids. I don't want that ever to be anything like that to be possible just because of a confused situation. I don't care what the person thinks. If you're a woman, you go into the woman's restroom. If you're a transvestite and you're anywhere near my stepdaughter in a restroom because you feel like that's your right, then honestly, that's going to be an issue with me. No matter what. Always. As far as transvestites integrating into common society, I think this is America. It's hard. It's a hard question. This is America, and I believe you have the right to do whatever it is you want to do. And the federal government cannot tell you what to do in any situation because it's in our Constitution. So I think they can do whatever they want. If you want to wear dresses, that's fine. But as soon as you start impeding on someone else's rights or you start violating laws, then I'm against it.
Fair enough. So there have been a lot of mass shootings as of late.
Yeah.
How do you think we can keep them from happening in the future?
Well, that's a deep question. You know, I think that common Americans, civilians, need to arm themselves. I think that's probably the best solution. I think they need to act responsibly, license themselves. I think that they need to go to classes. But, you know, the mental evaluation thing, you know, I'm on the fence about, because there's a lot of people that have been known to have anxiety and they just, am I right, they take their gun rights away?
There are certain if you wanted to have a companion dog, you basically sign your Second Amendment rights away. If you want to have medical marijuana, anything that they can see as a psychological issue in any capacity, you lose your rights in that respect.
And see, I can see where that can be good and bad. I understand that that's kind of a blanket law, you know, where they're just throwing a blanket over the whole thing and they're saying if you have any mental instability, then you're just done. But according to what's happened over the last decade, I think that mentally unstable people with firearms has definitely led to some horrible and devastating situations. So I think that they should take that into consideration, and I would be on board with that law staying the way it is.
Well, what do you say to the majority of the people as of late? We're talking in the 2000s. Most of them were on psychotropics, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Psychotropics. Most of them were tested for psychotropics, and most of them had that in their system.
From what?
Most of the people who did the mass shootings in America in like the last 20 years were on psychotropics.
Do they know what kind?
It depends on the person. They're on different things.
Okay. So what's the question?
What do you say to that?
Well, that kind of just further solidifies my decision that anyone on drugs or mentally unstable or any of that stuff, you know, I don't know. Are you saying it was possibly government fed?
I'm not giving my opinion. I was
okay.
Merely stating that perhaps psychotropic use is somehow involved.
Yeah.
And how prevalent the use of psychotropic drugs for people that they say are mentally unstable I mean, it all goes together.
It's true. It's just a lot of these people have this hate that's bred into them. And whatever it is that they do, I think, kind of comes out at that point. I think a lot of the people that have done a lot of the shootings lately have been hate mongers and normal people, honestly. You can't even say psychos. They're essentially normal people, almost except the synagogue shooting. He was a bit of an extremist, but I mean, I don't know. I think everyone should start carrying. I think in the Wild West, you know, and this is reaching out a bit, but everyone carried a firearm, and there were a few fist fights from time to time, but essentially, if you wanted to stand across from this guy and when the clock struck noon, shoot at him, you know. Other than that, I think law was pretty well kept because there's firearms everywhere.
All right. That's all the questions that I have.
Is that the last one?
Yep.
Well, that was easy. Okay. That was going to be a lot worse. Well, thank you, Catherine. This is Jack Wellman. And if you like this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe. And we'll see you again for the next one.